AP Update, I'm Ross Simpson. Pope Francis is returning to the Vatican's diplomatic mission in Washington for dinner and some much-needed rest after a busy second day in the U.S. The day began with a red carpet welcome at the White House and a private meeting with the president in the Oval Office. Two men posed for photos but didn't answer any questions.
I was just commenting that I noticed all of you are much better behaved than usual.
Later, White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the president appreciated the Pope's call for action to curb global warming.
It was clear that he was speaking with a passion and a conviction about the need to act on climate issues that was deeply rooted in his faith.
Tomorrow, the Pope becomes the first Pope to address a joint meeting of Congress. AP Update, I'm Ross Simpson.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.